It is cloudy and 61 degrees in Nashville. We expect a high in the mid-70s today with those skies clearing out as the day goes on. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A new poll shows Republican gubernatorial candidate Marsha Blackburn with a commanding lead in the upcoming August primary election. The conservative think tank, the Beacon Center, conducted the survey. It found that 63% of likely Republican primary voters would support the senator. That puts Blackburn more than 50 points ahead of the next closest candidate in the race, Congressman John Rose. 22% of Republicans said they were still unsure who'd they vote for. Meanwhile, the Democratic primary is still anybody's game. The poll found a majority of voters are undecided, and no candidate in that race had more than 15% support. Well, it's a familiar clash in Nashville, city versus the state. And they're back at it. Metro is alleging that this last legislative session was a, quote, assault on local control. But WPLN's Cynthia Abrams reports that, unlike in recent years, suing over such laws may not be easy.
Metro leaders, like legal director Wally Dietz, feel this session was unprecedented.
The overarching theme of this legislature was they didn't want any local governments to have any authority.
A few years ago, Metro sued over four laws that similarly impacted local control. But there's one distinction between those laws and the ones passed this year. Instead of targeting just Nashville's control, they impact many cities and counties statewide. That's because Tennessee's constitution says laws cannot single out certain cities. That was the basis of Metro's last round of lawsuits.
In some ways, we taught them a lesson.
State lawmakers, like Lieutenant Governor Randy McNally, say they reject the assertion that these bills were an assault on local government, and that when the state has an interest in an issue, they have an obligation to step in. Cynthia Abrams, WPLN News.
Coming up later this hour, Cynthia goes into detail on new laws impacting Nashville. Well, a fun day on the water turned into a parent's nightmare Saturday, but there is a happy ending. A 12-year-old on a raft disappeared from view on the Red River near Clarksville's Robert Clark Park. After an hour of not being able to spot him, the father called for help from fire and rescue crews. The boy was found roughly 2 miles downriver near Billy Dunlop Park, still floating on the raft. Rescuers brought him to the shore and determined he was not harmed. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.